Moncrief on News Talk.
We did mention this the other week, how Jack B. Yeats won an Olympic medal for Ireland in the painting category. But he wasn't the only one. In the last century, or certainly the earlier part of it, various areas of the arts were represented at the Games. And at Waterford Gallery of Arts, they are currently staging an exhibition that remembers those cultural Olympians. Luke Corral is the curator. Luke, good afternoon to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So what kind of areas could people back in the day win medals for?
Well, yeah, it was from 1912 to 1948, you could be an artist and an Olympian, and there were five key Olympic categories. So you could be a painter, a sculptor, literature, so you could be a poet or an author, architecture and music. And Ireland actually did pretty well from the first entry to the Olympics and represented the artists very well.
Yeah, and how did that work, Luke? Did you kind of go to wherever the Olympics were and then start making a sculpture there in the point or writing a poem there?
It's a good question, and like lots of archives and histories and these projects, it's a bit of a mystery. So it seems like from 1912 to 1940, you'd be representing your country. The Olympic Committee of each country would decide which artists were traveling. How they decided, it's not particularly sure. How they actually picked the winner is even more confusing. But some of the artworks were actually developed a few years previously. So you just mentioned Jack Yeats won the silver medal in the Paris Olympics in 1924. So in that year, I think Ireland sent about 20 or 30 athletes. This is 2 years after the establishment of the Free State. They also sent eight artists. And the only people to win Olympic medals actually that year, for the very first year that Ireland won in the Olympics, was the artist. So Jack Yeats won the silver, and someone like Oliver St. John Gogarty won the bronze for his poem Ode to the Telchian Games. But he actually wrote that a few years earlier, because it was going to be the ancient Irish Games, the Annach Telchian. So actually some of the artworks were developed a few years before the Olympics took place. Might have been renamed or changed slightly, but then actually became the kind of thing that particular nation wanted to represent them with.
Okay, so it's not clear if they were actually demanding an original poem to take part in the Games, or if they even knew if it was an original poem or not.
No, I think most of the work was original. You kind of go through the records and you do find lots of work. There was one remit. They had to be inspired by sport. So even with the architects had to make a project or a scheme or a model around Olympic stadiums or gyms or fitness. But it was quite loose. You'd have paintings of bathers, like the Maney Gellert painting that we have, or stories about kind of people going off on these sort of quests and conquests, which weren't necessarily sports or Olympics, but were still within the kind of idea of Olympianism.
Yeah. Oh, crikey. So how are you representing this in the exhibition? Do you have some of the actual paintings?
Well, so originally I was researching a different project, looking at artists in the Waterford Art Collection, and realising actually that artist was an Olympian. She was an Olympian. They won a bronze. This person wrote a poem. So immediately I was sort of down a rabbit hole trying to find out what this was all about. And finding out what we have, going through the records is always tricky. Lots of them will be in different countries. So obviously the records for the 24 Paris Olympics will all be in French, but then the titles change. A lot of the artwork is missing or painted over or destroyed or in private collections. So it was a bit of a marathon to piece all the information together. But luckily, with the help of kind of lots of artists, academics, families, we've tracked down lots of artwork that really would have been, I think, lost. So we have Letitia Hamilton's point-to-point races, which is slightly different to the one she represented at the Olympics, but of the same category. We have Maney Gellert's bathers painting, which was in the 1928 Amsterdam Olympics. We've managed to locate lost artwork by an artist called Flora Beer O'Brien through her family connections. She had a woodblock lino print called the Hurlers. So it's friends, family, academics putting information out on Facebook, and then a lot of reading.
Yeah. Are any of those medals that they won, are any of them still in existence?
I think in the National Gallery, alongside the Liffey River Swim Jack Yeats painting, they have the silver medal there. Letitia Hamilton's bronze that she won in the 1948 London Olympics was sort of circulating, and I thought I located it, but the track went dead.
Yes.
We do have an Olympic medal from the 1952 Olympics, which actually, by 1952, they stopped awarding medals for artists due to a few different reasons. I think partly it was very hard to judge what's a bronze, silver, gold piece of art. There's also some sort of constraints and issues around artists being seen as professional. They could have an exhibition of their work within the catalogue. They could sell their work. They could use it then as their reputation. And obviously, Olympians have to be amateurs. So kind of technically, they shouldn't be part of the events anyway. And there were even some years when it'd be the composition within a certain music award, they'd award nothing. No one gets a medal, which you wouldn't get in the 100 metres race. Someone would always win. So some years they've just thought, none of this is good enough. And there was obviously issues trying to locate and, you know, not just trying to get the artists on board, but also trying to get the countries on board. So within the very first kind of proper year, the 1912 Swedish Olympics, the founder of the modern Olympic Games, Pierre de Coubertin, he actually wrote his own poem under a different name. It was actually a pseudonym of the two kind of local villages where his wife lived, entered it as an ode to sport, and then awarded himself a gold medal.
Okay, that's somewhat dubious. Somewhat dubious. Yeah. Luke, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Luke Corral there, curator at Waterford Gallery of Art.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.